Well, I want to share a brief word with you, and let's pray before we begin our study together. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshenu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctifies us with his commands and commands us to engross ourselves in the words of Torah. Amen. As we begin this new year, I want to encourage you to join us for Kadima 2016, 40 days forward. And we started today, we began today, and we're encouraging ourselves with Scripture. Let me read to you today's Scripture. It should be one that's familiar to many of you. It's from Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And by the way, if you're one of the digerati, if you're a digital person, you can go online right now. You can look at all the scriptures we're going to use this weekend. They're posted on Facebook at the Beth Israel Messianic Synagogue page. So you can just go right there and look for the posting that has the scriptures. Sometimes people say, you go so fast, I can't even turn there. By the time I turn, you're already moving on. So we're giving you scriptures, and if it's useful to you, then just make a comment so that we know. So Jeremiah 29, verse 11, and I want you to repeat this after me. This is from the Lord. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Another way of putting it is plans for good. Can you say that? Plans for good. Another way of saying it is this, plans of shalom. Say that with me, plans of shalom. So God has taken a position. He already knows his plans. The Lord is not late on planning. He's been planning, and he's been planning good for you. If you were to consult the Lord, and you can, you'll find out he has good plans for you. Now, I'm going to share with you tomorrow's scripture. You're going to get an advance notice of this. This is from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. It says this, commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Say that with me. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Now, this is interesting because the word for work is also the word for ministry. It's also the word for service. It's also, it's a word that describes spiritual work and secular work as well. And so the Lord is saying, if you'll commit all these things to me, your work, the work you do for your career, the work you do in the congregation and ministry, if you commit yourself and your worship to me, if you commit your service to me, then your plans will be established. When you get it in your heart, I'm going to serve the Lord. I am going to really be committed to him. I'm going to give him my very best. He'll establish your plans. Now, this is an alternative to the way many of us plan, which is we come up with what we want to do. We move forward in it, and then we ask God to bless it, especially when we run into trouble. We start praying and we say, Lord, help me. I'm doing this and I need your help. Well, what the Lord is looking for is people who will commit to him and his ways, his priorities, his goals, the things that are on his heart. And then by that commitment, he'll help them plan in the spirit, if you will. Plan in a way that his spiritual goals can be accomplished. Commit your work to the Lord, your plans will be established. God has plans for you. You know what that means? He's been thinking about you and about your future. He's been preparing for your future. He has blessings and opportunities for you. Now, if you're sitting next to someone who needs encouragement, can you smile at them for just a second and tell them God's been thinking about you, God's been planning for you, and he's got something good in mind for you. He has blessings for you, and he has opportunities for you. Now, as you read the book of Exodus, and you Shemot in Hebrew, as you read this book, you'll discover something, that opportunities usually involve challenges, and they always involve change. Opportunities come to us because God is wanting to bring something new to us, and that is going to require that we rise up for the challenge and also that we are prepared to change. Now, I've been thinking about the fact that it's the new year. This is January 1st. I can't remember when we've had a service on January 1st, but here we go. But I was thinking about the Jewish New Year. How many of you, last night, New Year's Eve, you were thinking, wow, how many days have we had since the Jewish New Year? Several of you. Wow, you're in the same direction. Well, do you remember the date of Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah this year? I remember. Rabbi Victor remembers, and I'll tell you why. It was on our birthdays, September 13th, right? Happy New Year. Happy birthday. So it was 110 days ago, 16 weeks ago if you round it off. And now we're in the secular new year, and I believe that the good plans that God has been making for us are already unfolding. I don't think that God said Happy New Year last night. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? He's been planning some things. He's got plans for you. He's got plans for your life. He's got plans for your family. He's got plans for your ministry. And though we had the secular new year, he's not just beginning his plans. His plans are already unfolding. And an example of this is our new Shalom Center. It was on Rosh Hashanah that we began to use that facility as a congregation. We had apples and honey and challah. And since then, we've used the Shalom Center for Sukkot, we've used it for Hanukkah, we've used it for men's breakfasts, for Hebrew classes, for prayer meetings, and other activities. So we've already begun, even though we haven't finished furnishing it and equipping it. We've used what we've had in order to get started. And 3 weeks ago, we began the Take a Seat campaign. The goal is to raise $25,000 to furnish and equip the Shalom Center. So far, we've raised $7,000. That's real progress. It equals 70 of these Take a Seat buttons. We're making progress towards the goal of 250 buttons that represent $100 of giving. And we'll be purchasing cafe-style tables and chairs and great equipment for the hospitality team and the kitchen and more. And I want to thank everyone who's given so far, and I want to speak to everyone who's decided to give, but they haven't done so yet. Some of you are getting ready to give $100, some of you $200, some are getting ready to give $1,000 or $5,000. And I hope that we can raise the balance, which is $18,000, by the end of this month. That represents 180 buttons. It's just 6 a day to finish up this month. And so I believe that your timely giving can help us reach that goal quickly. Then we can get all the equipment, all the furniture in before Purim, and we'll really have a great way of moving forward this year. Now, in the same way that I'm thinking about the Shalom Center, that we've had this period of time to use it for 4 months, really, to use it and to begin to get familiar with it and to see the benefit that it has. And at the same time, understand that quickly the Lord wants to bring it to the place where it's fully furnished and equipped. In the same way, I believe God is working in your life, but he wants to speed up some things. How many of you are in favor of God doing some things quickly in your life? Didn't it feel like 2015 was one of those years where you're praying and praying and praying, and it seems like the answers come more slowly than you want? How many can identify with that? And you prayed, you fasted, you were faithful, and yet God said, wait. And do you feel a little bit more patient now than you did earlier? I know I did. Anybody else? I had to wait on some things. Waiting will make you strong if it doesn't kill you. Patience is not a gift of the Spirit, it's fruit of the Spirit. Isn't that a shame? Because most of us pray, Lord, give me patience right now. We want an impartation. I believe the Lord wants us to get it in our hearts when it's time for something to happen quickly, so that we can change our expectations. And I've been through a process in the last few months where I've been praying, Lord, what do you want to do? How do you want to do it? And I've come to this awareness that the Lord wants to accelerate some things. Now, something that helped me in this was a scripture we looked at last week. Do you remember what Yeshua said to his disciples? You can turn in John chapter 4, verse 35. He gave them an instruction about what not to say. He said, don't say there are 4 more months and then the harvest will come. Don't say this. So repeat after me, don't say this. Okay, that's all we're going to say. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't just say it's going to happen 4 months later. That's when the harvest will come. Yeshua said to this, I say to you, lift up your eyes, look on the fields. They're white and ready for harvest. And already the one who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for life eternal, so that the one who sows and the one who harvests can rejoice together. So don't say 4 more months and then the harvest. Now, when you want to say 4 more months, this is what you do. Just zip your lip. Look up, look at the fields. They're ready right now. So then the question is, what's the problem according to Yeshua? What's the real need? It's not that we just need more time. Do you understand that? It's not, if we'll just go 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months more, everything's going to work out. Yeshua defines the problem this way. There aren't enough people who are ready to work. This you can find in Luke chapter 10, verse 2. He said to them, the harvest is plentiful. Can you say that with me? The harvest is plentiful. You know what that means? Many people are already ready. But the laborers are few. Say that with me. The laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord and ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. That's why you and I need to pray that the Lord will send people who are ready to work right now. Now, this reminds me of Isaiah and his response. We can read about this in chapter 6 of Isaiah, verse 8. Isaiah says this, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And Isaiah said, Hineni, here I am, send me. Can you say this with me? Hineni? Here I am. Send me. Boy, it got a little bit weak on the send me part. Here I am. Send him. Send her. She looks ready. She's got time. She's got energy. But I compare this to the condition that the Lord describes in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 16. Isaiah 59, verse 16. The Lord saw there was no one available, no one who was willing, and he was astonished. He was disturbed. There was no one to intercede, no one who would pray, no one who would stand in the gap to serve, no one who was ready to do the work in the ministry that the Lord had planned. That's my amplified translation. There was no one. What did this cause the Lord to do? He was astonished. Not in a good way. He was disturbed. He's looking. Who can I send? No one. What does the Lord want? He wants people who say, Hineni. Here I am, send me. And what troubles him is when he knows there's work ready to be done. He knows there are people who are ready to respond to the good news, but there's no one to send. Every one of us can have reasons why we're not ready. Too busy. Too young. Too old. That's why we need a Kadima attitude, a Kadima heart, a Kadima schedule. What does Kadima mean? Forward. That's right, 40 days forward. It's time to move forward. It's time for speed, not to wait. It's time to move forward and not to stop. And as we're reading this second book of Moses, Exodus or Shemot, let's remember this. One of the central messages of this book is a Kadima message. It's time to move forward. Say that with me. It's time to move forward. Get ready. Start moving. Keep moving. Keep your eyes on the Lord. There will be problems. You can repeat after me. There will be problems, but God has solutions for you. You are so weak right now. We're going to try it again. Say it again. There will be problems, but God has solutions for you. You can point yourself. God has solutions for me. There will be resistance. Say that with me. There will be resistance, but the Lord will break through. The enemy will come after you, but the Lord has your back. There you go. You got to keep remembering this. There will be problems. Don't worry about that. God has solutions. There will be resistance. Don't worry about that. The Lord's going to break through. There will be the enemy who will come in pursuit. Don't worry about that. The Lord has your back. Now, if you like the person you're sitting next to, just tell them this. The Lord has your back. The Lord has your back. Keep moving forward. The Lord will guard your back. He'll be your rear guard. Kadima. Say that with me, Kadima. So here's what I'm experiencing. This is where I want to conclude. The Lord wants to accomplish many things he's shown me, but on an accelerated time frame. He's actually ready to move forward faster than I thought, faster than I was preparing for. He's ready to grow this congregation faster. He's ready to expand our ministry faster. He's ready to bring more people into his kingdom now. He's ready to equip and empower. He's ready. So I want to tell you this. Don't get left behind. I'm making adjustments in my attitude and my perspective. I'm rethinking my schedule, my use of time, you name it. I've started humbling myself before the Lord and saying, Lord, hineni, here I am. Let's go forward. I've had times of prayer where I've said, Lord, I see what's going to happen 3, 4, 5 years from now. He says, get ready for it now. My first response was, I got a plan. I got a timetable. He said, I got a plan. I got a timetable. I'm ready now. And humbling ourselves before the Lord says, speaks like this, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So I'm saying to the Lord, whatever I can accelerate, whatever I can approach differently that will make a difference, I want to with all my heart. I'll be using 40 days of 2016 to move forward every day. Now, to encourage you in this, I'll be posting an encouraging scripture for you every day for 40 days on Facebook. I'll be praying with new expectations, new goals, new time frames, because I believe God's plan for us is incredible. His plan for us as a congregation, his plan for our families, his plan for us individually. Kadima, he's ready to move forward. Are you ready to move forward with him? Yes. If you thought this was going to be a slow year, forget it. The Lord is ready to accomplish things that you've been wanting and hoping for. Anytime you set your things, your heart, on the things that God has set his heart on, you can be sure of this. You're lining up with him, and if he says now, guess when? Now. Now is the time. So I want to encourage you, be ready, get ready, stay ready. We're going to move forward. We're going to see God doing incredible things faster than we could have thought. And it's going to take all of us together having the right heart and the right attitude. Well, right now we're going to hear from our two dear friends from Ukraine and Crimea. Rabbi Victor and Rabbi Alexander are going to share with you for a few minutes each. And then we're going to take some time because we're actually going to pray for you. Everybody who wants breakthroughs, everybody who's ready to move forward quickly, everybody who has a need that you know God wants to meet now, we want to invite you up for prayer at the end of the service, and we're going to pray for you during that time. So we're going to hear from Rabbi Victor and Rabbi Alexander. Rabbi Alexander, you want to go first or second? Victor's first. Okay, give a warm welcome to Rabbi Victor Valensky.
Thank you very much, Rabbi David. Thank you that we can be together that evening.
Спасибо большое.
И я передаю огромный привет от наших общин Хава Нагила.
I want to give great shalom from our congregations Хава Нагила.
И от моей семьи, от жены, от Аарона.
And from my family, from my wife, from my son Aaron.
И в прошлом году были приключения в дороге в это время, когда я ехал из-за снегопада.
Last year, when we came here, we had some adventures on the way. You remember, I told you about this winter snow.
В этот раз снегопада не было.
And this time, no snow in the roads.
Но сломалась машина.
But my car was broken.
Я пересел на автобус.
And I go to the bus, regular bus.
И потом оказалось, что дорога перекрыта забастовкой, акция протеста аграриев.
When I get to the bus, we had a strike of farmer strike in Ukraine, and they closed all the roads to Kyiv.
Но по милости Божьей мы с Рабби Александром здесь.
But because of the mercy of the Lord, we are here with Rabbi Alexander.
У нас в Крыму было непростое время.
We had a quite difficult time in Crimea.
Особенно отключение электричества.
We have no electricity for a couple months there.
Кто мог, приобрели электрогенераторы.
Somebody who can do it, they bought electrogenerators.
Ну, сейчас опять какие-то перебои начались с электроэнергией.
We have one more time, we have some problems with electricity in Crimea.
И мы благодарим вас. Ну, потому что опять взорвали линию электропередач.
Because we have great tension between Ukraine and Crimea, and they blew up the electricity, electricity to Crimea from Ukraine.
И кроме того, проблемы юридического оформления договора поставки электроэнергии с Украины в Крым.
Some problems in between the relationship between Crimea and Ukraine. Now we have great tension between.
Но слава Богу, что благодать с небес подается без перебоев.
I'm glad that grace from the Lord gives us to us without stop. Hallelujah.
И мы благодарим вас очень за молитвы и за поддержку.
And thank you so much for prayers and for helping us.
И благодарны Рабби Давиду, Ребецин Сэнди, Рабби Юрию и Инне и всем вам, что вы есть у нас.
And thanks to Rabbi David and Ребецин Сэнди and Юри and Инна and for all of you that you with us, staying with us.
И на этот шаббат приходится как раз начало книги Шмот, Исход.
And what interesting, this Shabbat we have beginning of the book Shmot, Exodus.
И первый день Нового года.
And also first day of New Year.
Первый шаббат этого года.
First Shabbat of this New Year.
И первая глава книги Шмот.
First chapter of book Shmot, Exodus.
И мы видим мощное движение нашего народа, ведомая Господом.
And we see the great movements of our people led by the Lord.
Начинается принципиально новый период.
And Jewish people has a principal new period of life.
И наш Бог есть Бог периодов.
And our Lord is the Lord of periods in life.
Что-то заканчивается и что-то начинается.
Every time something ends and something new starts.
И Бог премудрый.
And Lord, he is very, he is wise.
И Раби Давид уже говорил, что Бог имеет всегда намерение во благо.
And Rabbi David already told that he has plans for us to good.
И как написано, что Бог услышал стенание сынов Израиля.
And we can read it that Lord hear the cry of Jewish people.
И является Моисею в этом несгорающем кусте.
And he came, he showed up himself to Moses, Moshe, in this bush, burning bush.
И опять возвращает его в Египет.
And send him back to Egypt.
Вывести народ.
To lead people out of Egypt.
Из рабства в свободу.
From the slavery into the freedom.
Из чужой земли в свою землю, которую дает Господь.
From the foreigner country, foreigner land to their own land, to Jewish land.
Хотим мы или не хотим, но периодически оказываемся в эквиваленте Египта.
Do we want or not, sometimes we are find ourselves into Egypt land sometimes.
Восстает какой-то фараон, который не знал Иосифа.
And some new pharaoh stood up in our lives who don't know Joseph.
Какие-то появляются обстоятельства.
Some obstacles came and faced in our life. We faced with them.
Не всегда те, которых мы ожидали.
And sometimes we don't wait for these obstacles in our life.
Но мы молимся.
But we prayed.
Уповаем на Господа.
We have trust to the Lord.
И Бог выводит из этих обстоятельств.
And Lord lead us from these obstacles.
И делает более, о чем мы просим или помышляем.
And he do in our life much more than we ask for and think about.
Бог приготовил Моисея.
The Lord he's prepared Moshe, Moses.
Чтобы вывести народ.
And prepared him to lead the people out of Egypt.
И Бог дал нам Иешуа.
And Lord give us Yeshua.
Выходите из любой ситуации.
And we can come out from any situation in our life, any obstacles.
И один из титулов Иешуа как Яхве Перец.
And one of the titles of Yeshua is Yahweh Peretz.
Тот, кто может сокрушить любые препятствия.
Those who can break any obstacles.
И если внутри в сердце какая-то тяжесть.
And if we have inside of us in our hearts some difficult, some heaviness.
Когда поднимается Иешуа,
when Yeshua raise up,
поднимается его дух,
his spirit raising up in us,
поднимается его слово,
his word raising up in us,
его Тора,
his Torah raising up in us,
мы получаем определенный прорыв в нашем духе, в вере.
And we received a special breakthrough, special kadima in our spirit, in our heart.
И мы можем вступать в сферу действий.
And we can enter in this place of actions.
В сферу новых взаимоотношений.
In the place of new relationships.
Или исправления взаимоотношений, которые должны быть исправлены.
Or in the area of healing of the broken relationships.
И Господь неизменно ведет нас вперед.
And Lord leading us forward every time.
И мы, забывая заднее, простираемся вперед.
And the scripture says we are forgetting about past, we are moving forward.
В Филадельфийской общине Бог говорит, я открыл перед тобой дверь, и никто не закроет ее.
Congregation in Philadelphia, or in the Revelation, the Lord says that I will open doors in front of you, and nobody can close it.
Я верю, что в этом году Господь открывает определенные двери.
I believe the Lord has opened some special doors in this year.
Для синагоги,
for the synagogue,
для семей,
for the families,
и для каждого лично.
And for every one of us personally.
В книге Экклезиаста говорится, что для всего свое время.
In the book of Ecclesiastic says, for everything in this earth we have special time.
И я верю, это время огромных духовных благословений.
And I believe this is time of great spiritual blessings.
В этой недельной главе описываются огромные потрясения и трудности.
In this Torah portion, we can read about great difficulties and great problems, shakings.
Но мы видим это просто шаги к огромному Божьему благословению.
But we see this is only steps to great blessings from the Lord.
Я верю, что среди тех потрясений, которые трясут весь мир, грядет огромное Божье благословение.
And I believe even in midst of these problems and shaking around the world, we wait for great blessings from the Lord.
И 2 Петра
1:10-11. Chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. Therefore, brothers and sisters, make all the more effort to make your calling and election certain, for if you keep doing these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, entry into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Messiah Yeshua, will be richly provided for you.
Нам обеспечен этот свободный вход в вечное царство Господа Иешуа.
So we have this free enter in the great kingdom of the Lord Yeshua.
И никто нас не может остановить на этом пути.
And nobody can stop us in this way.
И сам Моисей, сам Иешуа.
And Yeshua by himself.
Ведет нас по этому пути.
He leading us in this on this way, on this path.
И мы безопасны на этом пути.
And we are safe in this way, on this way.
И огромных благословений в этом Божьем движении, so
great,
в этом году, который наступил.
This great God's movement in this new year that we have now.
Спасибо.
Thank you so much.
Shalom. Shalom. So, big shalom from Odessa congregation, Gates of Zion. And we also would like to thank you for your part in our lives, because your prayers is really helping us. And we're glad that we could come here like to our family that really cares for us. So thank you very much. Thank you, Rabbi David. Thank you, Sandy, and all of you. Thank you, Rabbi Yuri. And I want to tell a couple words about how we doing in Odessa, because Odessa is a very interesting city with rich Jewish life. But we have now more kind of richness because of situation in economical realm and political realm. Odessa now has a very, like, some many people fear, have big fears for the future, because almost each week we have during the night time some explosions in the city. Some people like to threaten population of Odessa, and the salary is getting down, so, and it's difficult for many old people or young people to get normal salary or support to live and to have even food that is needed to support their lives. So our congregation has privilege to support those people, especially Jewish people. And many Jewish people, they live in country because of these fears and explosions, and they don't know what will be in the future. But many still staying in Odessa, and they saying to us, we don't want to go anywhere. We want to stay here and to be part of this wonderful congregation and work that we're doing there. So, and we have difficulties in Odessa, but I know for sure you have difficulties here. Each of us has some obstacles that we struggle with. I am right? Yes? Okay, good. So, and I want to share a little bit about the situation with two pharaohs, how they fought their difficulties. You can remember from the Torah portions that one pharaoh, when he had dreams, it was very difficult for him because he was fearful about meaning of those dreams. And he started to seek for some answer from the Lord. He was idol worshiper. Maybe he was kind of god of Egypt. But he would look for this. He would make a step to find the truth from the Lord. And Lord sent Joseph to him. And you know that Joseph, he is a Messiah, like kind of the example of Messiah who will suffer but will bring salvation and life. So, and he found Messiah. He found Joseph who, and he humbled himself before Joseph that he gave him authority to govern over Egypt and to spare lives of Egypt and other nations. So it's a great example of Messiah. And we know about second Pharaoh, who didn't know the Joseph. He had people of Israel around him, and he was afraid of Jewish people. People who brought blessing to him, he was afraid of. And he started to speak such words to people of Egypt. I would quote him. He said, "Let us deal wisely with them." Very interesting statement. He said, "People of Egypt, let's deal wisely with Jewish people." And what he proposed, who remember? Huh? What he proposed, what was his wise decision that he made? Yeah, to give them labor and finally to kill boys. Remember? But he is speaking about wise thing to do in front of his people of Egypt. And this decision would bring persecution and slaughter of boys. But for people of Egypt, it looked wise, very wise. So, and also, when we have obstacles in our lives, we have choice to go in direction one pharaoh or another. Because we can be afraid of something that in front of us. Maybe we would not see clearly what to do. But what we do, what we will do? Will we draw close to Messiah, to Joseph, to find from him revelation and support for our life and wisdom from above, or we will be locked in our fears and will feel that all around of us is enemy or people who will hurt us and would not do anything. So to move forward, we need really wisdom from above, that peaceful, that will give us great fruit and will help us to bring salvation to many people. Because we see that because of Pharaoh drew close to Joseph and would give him authority over his life, Joseph was able to save all Egypt and Pharaoh was saved also. So each of us would like to act in wise way. Who really would like to be wise? Everyone, yeah. Everyone would like to have wisdom. But many of us would like to be wise in our own benefit. And it produced different kind of wisdom. Pharaoh, he would look for decisions that will be for his benefit, to benefit his fears. He was afraid of Jewish people, and he decided, so I will kill them. But we see different Pharaoh, when he would wise about his future, he would look for Messiah, he would look for support from God of Israel, and God really met all his needs, and his life and life of Egypt was saved. So we have also opportunity to be afraid about our lives, or to be open that he will use our lives in his direction. And we need his wisdom about it. And it will give us opportunity to produce this great fruit of Kadima Peretz that Rabbi David and Rabbi Victor spoke about today. And we will go through no matter what, because Messiah is abiding us, and he is bigger than that obstacles that are around us. We have Lord that biggest than this world and all his pressure. So I want to encourage all of us that we will do this Kadima with wisdom from above, and we will bold to fulfill our destiny despite of difficulties and obstacles, because it's a normal condition of our life. So, Baruch Hashem. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Rabbi. Tomorrow we're going to Orlando for the IMCS Rabbis Conference, and we're going to be working together to raise support from the IMCS and the MJAA. For many years, you and we together in this congregation have been very generous to our brothers, to their families, and the congregations in Ukraine and Crimea, and it's important that we continue to do that. But the needs are so great now that they are beyond what any one of us or any one congregation can do. And so I, together with some of our colleagues, are going to be asking the IMCS and the MJAA together to give $5,000 a month in support of the Messianic rabbis in Ukraine and Crimea, their families and their congregations, because they're in such a difficult situation, and there are 19 congregations there. And they have to make difficult choices about spending money. Is it on food or is it on medicine? Is it for food or for heat in the winter? Is it for food or for transportation? And these are great difficulties and great challenges, as well as the danger, because the war actually does continue in Ukraine. It's not settled, even though the news isn't covering it very much here in Jacksonville or in the United States. Many people in America are thinking it's just a political situation now, but it's actually still quite dangerous and produces very serious difficulty for people. It's hard to describe the seriousness of the difficulty. If I could put it this way, their inflation is now at 44% a year in Ukraine. The salaries are just a fraction of what they used to be. Their buying power is just a fraction of what it used to be. Prices have doubled, tripled, and even more. So, as difficult as it was a year ago or 2 years ago, it's even more difficult now. So we're coming to the IMCS, the International Alliance of Messianic Congregations and Synagogues, and the Messianic Jewish Alliance of America, of which we're a part, and we're shifting our strategy. We still want to be supportive, but we understand that the need is so great that we need these organizations and the rabbis of the IMCS and the congregations of the IMCS to join together with us and to help meet this need. So it's a different approach than we've used before. And I want you to be praying for us and praying for Rabbi Victor and Rabbi Alexander, Rabbi Yuri and me, and some others who will be joining together with us, so that we can communicate clearly to our brothers and sisters who are leading Messianic congregations here in the States about this situation. Sometimes Americans are like, just we remember what happened in Paris. We remember what happened in Belgium. We know what happened here in the States with murderous things, but we are not aware of the difficulties elsewhere, and in particular in Ukraine and in Crimea. So I want to ask you right now, just join me for a minute and pray with me so that there will be a generous response in Orlando and we'll be able to see these real needs met. Lord, we come before you and we ask for provision like it's never come before from the IMCS and the MJAA. And we pray, Lord, for vision. We pray for hearts that are open and clarity. And we pray for generosity. We thank you for resources. And Lord, we thank you that many will rise up and be supportive. We lift up the rabbis in Crimea and Ukraine. We lift up their families. We lift up their congregations, those in great need. And Lord, we want to do what we can to help them. And so we're praying, Lord, for a real breakthrough as there is this shift in strategy and effort in order to get even the greater amount of support that's needed. We ask this in Yeshua's name, Lord. Let it be that Rabbi Victor and Rabbi Alexander can communicate clearly and powerfully from their hearts to those who will listen when we're in Orlando. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen. So after the service, you'll have an opportunity if you want to make a contribution to the rabbis in Crimea and Ukraine. You can make an additional contribution. We're going to take some time right now in order to have prayer for anyone who wants a breakthrough. And we're going to do it in a specific way. I'm going to ask the rabbis to come forward here and to gather at the front. And they're going to pray over the whole group of people that wants a breakthrough, that wants to move forward, that wants the power of God in your lives. And if you'll come down, if you're such a person who wants a breakthrough. Now, if you're fine, you don't need any further breakthroughs from the Lord, that's okay. But I want to ask them, they're just going to pray over the whole group. We're going to close the service as you're coming down. And after they pray over the whole group, they're going to have an opportunity to pray for individuals who need specific attention. So come on down. They don't bite. They smile. They're friendly. You can come close. And I know this is a challenge, but I want each of you to pray for... Let's see if I can get this microphone to work. I can't. Yes, I can. To pray just for like 30 seconds each over this whole group. Okay? And anybody who's here, you can just English, lift your hands. In English or Russian, your choice. You know that's how they're praying. So if they pray in Russian, you know what their purpose is. Russian is good. Yeah.
Спасибо тебе, Отец, за то, что ты сотворил для победы, для действия в силе Духа Святого каждого из твоих детей. Я прошу, благослови, Господь, силой свыше и вдохновением от твоего Духа, мудростью сходящей свыше, чтобы они действовали и прорывались в твоем присутствии, в общении с тобой, в силе Духа Святого, чтобы они видели приготовленное от тебя и были твердые, и поступали, принося Твой плод в радости. Бешем Ишуа ха-Машиах. Амен.
Мы благодарим Тебя, Господь, за каждого Твоего сына и дочь на этом шабате перед Твоим лицом, Господь. И излей всю меру Твоего благословения, Господь. Принеси великое ободрение, укрепление в вере и в радости, Господь. Подними Твою силу, Господь. Пусть Твоя любовь Отца и зальется на каждого, Господь. Пусть льется свежее помазание Твоего Руаха, Господь. И пусть каждый двинется действительно вперед за Тобой с новым упованием, с новой верой, Господь. И я благодарю, что Ты не обманешь ни одного ожидания, потому что уповающий на Тебя не будет постыжен. Благослови обильно каждую семью мужей и жен, детей, Господь, благослови всю общину, благослови служителей, Господь. Пусть разгорается огонь Твоего Руха, Господь. И пусть все увидят Твою великую победу, победу воскресшего Машеха Израиля. Машем Ишуаха Машех. Амен.
Амен. Амен. I'm going to ask Rabbi Alexander to close our service together with Aaron's blessing. And then they're going to stay down here and pray for anyone who wants individual prayer or prayer as a family. They're going to pray briefly. They can't spend 10 or 15 minutes on any one person, or they'll only get to one or two people. So they'll pray briefly, and then I encourage you to come back tomorrow, and we're going to continue to pray and to minister. And we'll see how God is working then. So, Rabbi Alexander?
Hebrew.
Hebrew. Yeah, and then in Russian is good. Yeah. We all know the English. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, first Russian, then Hebrew. Okay.
Да благословит тебя Господь и сохранит тебя. Да презрит на тебя Господь светлым лицом своим и помилует тебя. Да обратит Господь лицо свое на тебя и даст тебе Shalom. Ibrah Adonai v'ishmareha. Ya'er Adonai panavaleha v'yuneha. Is Adonai panavaleha. Ve'yasem lecha shalom.
Amen. Happy New Year. I think I turned it off.